Welcome to the Star Wars Collector's Archive Podcast. It's the Codcast. This is an emergency episode.
Yeah. 127 is a distress call.
Yeah, we're currently... Okay, so, hey, there's some dudes with shovels.
Oh, hey, that helps.
So Steve is coming to visit here in Hochester, New York.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, these dudes, what do they think they're going to do? There's these dudes who are trying to... Okay, so we're like literally stuck at the bottom of an icy hill, okay? Like, I'll show you what it looks like, okay? That's what it looks like outside, all right? This is what Aaron Longbine would call half, all right? And so we're dropping off my daughter at crew practice. They have an indoor crew situation. And, so we're stuck.
We're stranded.
We're just stranded. Yeah. this is my car. It's my new car. It's called the Silver Sipper. Oh my God, these people are coming out with like ice melt.
Oh wow, this is getting...
And they're all super serious. Oh, okay, they're all walking up here. I'm probably going to have to talk to them. See, this episode might not even end up happening. Who knows what's going on?
This is just an intro, right? Like, this is just the preamble.
I don't know. We don't, like, do intros. We just upload stuff.
That's true.
Just let them go. So what we thought we'd do is, you know, first of all, like, tell, you know, so what, like, Star Wars-y stuff, Steve. What have we done? We've done a couple live streams on Facebook.
Yeah.
Mostly from this angle when we went and got pizza.
Yeah.
Is there a way to get a better angle, Steve?
I can hold it.
I don't think there's a way to get a worse angle. How's that?
That's better.
Okay. All right. I didn't do my hair today, so apologies go to Michael Cooper. So we went to what did we do? Nothing Star Wars, really.
No, the museum, the Strong Museum, was pretty great. I remember you talking that up a long time ago.
Yeah, so as a vintage Star Wars collector, how is the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, an appetizing place?
I mean, it's got the 12-back display done well, like the story's told well, and then...
Yeah, so it has like a 12-back certificate, plus 8 12-backs, plus 4 loose ones.
Well, the 4 loose figures that are not carded. It's got the little plaque there with the story.
This is what it looks like, by the way. That's our hill. and everyone else is out helping, and we're just recording a podcast.
The crew members are out there clearing the road and...
Yeah. And we're just, the thing is, he's a little California pedal boy over here.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna offer my best. I mean, give me the shoes I'm wearing.
Look at what he brought to New York in the winter.
It's not great.
He's got foot juice all over my car.
Foot juice.
So that was really fun, and they have lots of like the really fun thing is that they have all sorts of displays all the way throughout. Like they have a perfect Hoth recreation where they have I have to turn down the heat. It's a little bit intense here. Not that. How do I? This is a new car. The Silver Sipper.
There you go.
So, they have a perfect, like, totally vintage accurate Hoth display.
Yeah, all the mini rigs and all the Wampa, the Tauntaun, everything.
Yeah, it just makes you love it. It's really fun. And then the rest of it, they have just goofy stuff like Chief Chirpa riding a dewback, behind glass. It's a real fun energy.
Yeah, it's all mixed throughout. And I love that it looks like it's like if a kid was able to curate the displays with whatever toys they wanted, but then the legitimate story of said toys is told behind it. Like, that's why I find it really charming.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the Museum of Play, and they have like a little plaque to Bernie Loomis and Bob Iger and George Lucas.
Yeah.
In order, the most important people to Star Wars. They don't have one yet for Kathleen Kennedy, so.
No, not yet. Who's the Hasbro guy? Like, I'm sure there's...
Was it Daryl DePriest you get in text?
That's not them.
Yeah, so we're like stuck, man. We're like, our wives are just holding down the fort, taking care of the kids. I built a fire just to like sort of show off to the Californians, and I put way too many logs in the fire. Like the den is like,
like a sauna. It was really nice. Yeah,
it's like the end of Indiana Jones. Like, hey, Sky, nice fire.
You were the closest. Sorry. Yeah.
And then now we got this.
Yeah, we're getting all the extremes, but You know, we still have power. That's good.
Yeah, I wanted to take your daughter sledding in our backyard. And we probably could, but we're never getting out of here, Steve. We are not getting out of here.
One of us is going to split the belly of the other eventually. Yes. Just to crawl inside. And once the car dies, then...
Yeah. We're... We just have to have a no thought they smelled bad on the outside joke thing going.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're stuck here. And then the wonderful Mrs. Danley said, why don't you guys just record your episode now?
Yeah, that was actually, it was a really good
tip. Why this is 127, Steve? What is
it? Yeah, it's 127. Yeah.
It's 127. And I was like, well, what could we possibly talk about? You know, I mean, we just did our whole Star Wars collecting sucks now.
Right.
And I gotta say, didn't get much reaction. Got so little reaction that I called out Michael Havens by name and discussed him with nuance for like half an hour. And there's been
no threats or
accusations.
Ugliness. Or, that's good.
Which either means either A, we're totally irrelevant, or two, that you know he's like kind of grown up and he's able to understand the nuance. And I've built up goodwill with him, so he knows that we're all just in this together. You know. And
let's hope for that. But
yeah. Also, merch idea, swag idea. Okay. I think we need to get conductor hats. So. I'm not trying to Mr. Nice Guy, but wouldn't that be awesome if we had Star Wars Collectors Archive collector hat? I mean, conductor hats?
Yeah.
With like little patches on the front?
Yeah, I can see that. Right. You're really going to carry through with the train tracks.
If you didn't listen to the last episode, that's fine. You join the billions.
Yeah.
The idea was that because Michael Havens calls the IC a railroad that's going down the tracks and he'll invite anyone on, but if you don't get on the train, he'll run you over. My plan is, hey, you have your train, we have our train, and we can all just have all these trains. We can crisscross. We could be like that railroad magnet board game that my son likes so much. So
conductor hats, I like that. Yeah.
Yes. So what we're going to do, we're going to make those, Steve. Star Wars Collectors Archive conductor cat.
I mean, yeah, they're
like if we just make like 100, how much can that be? What?
It can't be much because like,
$10 a piece. That's what $1,000. All right, that's a lot.
Our daughter went to a railroad themed birthday party at a railroad museum, and like one of the party favors was a conductor hat. So I think
we buy the conductor hats in bulk. That's we make it. The things, but then how do we get them on the hat?
Yeah, I don't know. Iron-ons.
Yeah, let's do the iron-on thing. Yeah. All right. If you want to help, let us know.
Okay.
That'll be for celebration 2000. Who the hell cares?
40.
I'm not going to Tokyo.
No.
I'm not going to Tokyo to look at Star Wars toys. I've been there before.
I could do it.
It's a great place.
Couldn't justify it,
but moving on to the nut of today's episode, which is one of the things. Okay, so I said a couple things. One thing was a problem with the hobby was do or not do. Which, you know, deal or no deal, and I won something on that, and I was maybe going to show that off. So maybe I'll figure out how to show that off. Maybe. I don't really know how I'm going to upload this. But I got a cool Panasonic catalog, and that was cool. But join up on our Facebook and watch the live thing about that. But instead, what we're going to do is we're going to do a market watch game, see if I can get within $500 of the most recent Hakes auction. Now, this is where, Steve, it'd be really cool if we had pictures of the stuff.
Well, I don't have pictures either. I just
Steve, look it up. Look it up. Because I on I think the New England collectors thing. I think he had pictures.
There's one in there. Okay.
So you can just hold up the picture to the phone so they can look at it.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Look at that. The car's coming down.
Oh, that's good.
We might spell an end here. This is how my hair looked in high school. Actually, it's actually like my full-on high school haircut right there.
All right. Let's see if I can find.
All right, so that's at least good that they're coming down.
But yeah, that's good. Okay.
Now there's a what the? Look at this. Where did this guy come from?
Whoa.
Where did he come from? Where'd you come from, buddy? You know how many times I've been stuck on this hill? This is gonna get real.
Yeah.
What's happening over here?
Someone's coming down. That's good. That's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, except now I gotta figure out how to back up.
With us, folks.
That's okay. You keep looking up the thing. I can see behind me.
Can you market watch and do this at the same time?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yes. Biggie. All right. I've got the rear view mirror in this awesome Prius Prime.
Okay.
The silver sipper. I'm just gonna back all the way up. Okay. Oh, great. Now the freaking. All right.
Looking okay, I think.
Yeah, except now that the tow truck is chasing me down. There's like rocks that I know are over here. Mm. So I don't want to like.
I don't want to hit any boulders. That's true. No.
I think I'm okay now. Hey, Prius, we've got it. I'm going backwards. We're all set with the beeps.
Just had to make sure you were aware.
Yeah. Man, yeah. This is going to be the easiest episode we ever did, Steve.
Okay, you ready for the first item?
Yeah.
So wait, what are the rules? You're going to try and get within...
Within $500.
$500.
Okay, so okay. You show it to the screen. I'll look okay. away. And so then great. I'll guess. Okay, so what is it, Steve?
It is a... All right, it's a Jawa 12-back A AFA 85 plus vinyl cape. Best example we have ever offered.
We have ever offered. Okay, so that means...
Hakes.
That's what Hakes has offered. So I'm going to guess $30,000.
$36,603
for vinyl cape Jawa. Yeah. All right.
All right. You ready for...
Sorry, like all these cars are moving ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. Yeah. I'm going to kind of skip around. So you
okay, need, good.
Because right now I think the way they have this organized is high to low. So I'm just going to skip around. Okay. All right. Let's go for the second item, which is... I don't know if you can all read that. Okay. It is a Empire Strikes Back Boba Fett 21-back AFA 70.
AFA 70.
Large circle extension sticker. So this, I don't know, that's pretty much all you need to know.
Okay, so I guess I need to move here, because... Okay. Okay, so what, I guess what will I do, I guess I'll back up too. I guess I'll go into the snowbank. Fuck me, right? don't swear. All right, I guess I'll just go here. Right. Now, don't get stuck right in front of this other person. Right? I'm driving on a whole bunch of snow right now.
We're making it.
We are. How is it that the thing comes out now? The plow comes out now. Oh, hey, maybe we should plow. We have a plow. You know how expensive it is to have someone in crew? It costs a lot.
Well, oh, so. Well, it's, yeah, at least it's here, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
who knows what they're doing? I'm just gonna chill out here. All okay. right.
That sounds good.
Okay. So,
AFA, back
fat. AFA 70.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 5,000.
It's a good deal here. 3245.
Because it's AFA. I bet if it wasn't AFA, it would have gone for 5,000. I paid 400 for mine.
Okay.
My ESP 21 fat. No, I paid 200 for it.
Ooh, okay.
But it's got kind of a crunchy bubble.
All right. Speaking of crunchy. Let's talk about an Anakin Skywalker first shot charcoal robe.
All right, now, Steve, what does it mean? What does a charcoal robe mean?
So I think, well, with the first shots for the Anakin figure, the signature characteristic is they had a darker charcoal.
Hey, choo-choo! Look, it's the IC. What's up, guys? Oh, I'm next to the tracks. Ah, you're gonna get me! Wow!
Mario,
yeah, sir. It was.
Okay.
All right.
So the first shots are noted by the darker charcoal colored robe versus the lighter gray of the production figures. So
okay.
It's, this one's also graded. I think almost all of this is probably graded. Yeah. AFA 85. Yeah. First shot charcoal robe Anakin Skywalker figure.
Okay. First shot Anakin Skywalker figure. First shot for Anakin, I don't know, 10,000?
Another steal, 4,283.
That's not too much.
I know, some of these, I have no idea what's going on, but I feel like, oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pop around here.
Do they have salt on the back of the, if they don't have salt, then they're just going to be...
They might just have the same thing happen.
If, okay, so it's all ice. It's like a straight sheet of ice on an on
it's
a
like a bobsled like run is what it kind of looks like. But trying to get up.
Where did the tow truck go? It just disappeared. the tow truck just disappeared off the map. Okay, it came back.
Okay, right. it's back.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, this is kind of fun. Okay, Revenge of the Jedi, mock-up proof cards.
Yeah, so. show it to the camera.
Okay.
See how much they can see it, okay?
I don't know how much they can actually see this.
Probably so it's one this. Of those mock-up cards for Revenge of the Jedi that used to be sort of all together, and maybe like Mark Catley had a bunch of them. And then I thought David DeMarchis. David, possibly. How does he pronounce his name? God, I went over to his house. Nice guy. I can't help but pronounce it the French way.
So this is one of the ones that has the alternative logo.
Right.
And yeah, it's just a blank black card with a different logo and the white figure plate. So yeah, it's a proof card concept proof mock-up.
All right. Well, I'm going to say under what I think it would go for. So okay. I will say $7,300.
$22,066.
See, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We need to bump me to the 1,000 and I get it.
Yeah, I think
so. So 22,000 for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a super nice piece. They're all one of a kind. There's a bunch of them like that.
Yeah.
But they're all one of a kind. Now, okay, so now this the car that got stuck is down.
Okay.
So then the question is, is anyone going to try to do it?
Who's going
to
be the first?
Who's going to be
the first transport that's away?
And then, yeah. And the thing is, like, practice is over in like an hour.
Right. As I was saying, we might end up just staying here.
Yeah.
I
hope it's worth it to row in place. Goddamn. You try to instill values in these kids, you know? Hard work, discipline. Okay.
Okay. Back to our market watch.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fun. Okay, this is one of those. So it's a Leia. How do you say it? Do you say Bausch or Boosh?
I say Boosh.
Boosh. Okay, I think that's how I say it too.
I think that's how they say it in the. If this were the old Kivecast, I'd like put in like 25 different commercials,
right?
And be on there. It'd be like, cut Leia Boosh. Yeah, but
so this is a Boosh figure that has one of those conceptual mock-up attachments, like a. It looks like she has like a bazooka strapped to her head.
All right, show the people.
Okay, here we go. I kind of recognize that, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is probably the one that was on, it's from Gus's collection on the archive. Okay. So
what, Gus is selling the Hakes?
Maybe. Possible.
Gus
unless
is
unless this was unless this was from someone else after him. I'm not sure.
I thought Gus was above, like, I thought if Gus sold things, it was like directly to like the Emirate of Dubai or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like there's like tiers, you know, there's like eBay sellers. No, there's like do or not do sellers. There's eBay sellers. They're like, right. No, eBay sellers are the lowest, and then do or not do sellers. Right. And then you get to your, like your auction, and then you get to your shady, like behind the scenes deals. And then you get your brokered through, like people like Tom Derby who have like crazy connections to like shadowy gajillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was in that realm.
Well,
like I'm not at Hakes level right now. If I wanted to sell out my Chewbacca collection, I think I'd have to do it probably in the Rebel Scum marketplace. Oh my god, I'd be so gangster.
That would be amazing.
That'd be so gangster if you did that.
Just quietly just laid it all out there.
Just the whole thing, just like original photo art, and just saying like I will only sell on Rebel Scum marketplace.
Okay, so what do you think this Boosh conceptual mock-up with blaster pack?
What with the blaster pack? Is it a first shot of the figure?
I feel like the figure is probably production. It's more just the odd weapon,
right,
enhancement thing that's really the key here.
Okay. So I'm just watching
the
plow. I'm just anticipating the plow just going off sideways and falling into the canals.
Or straight into
lighting
us.
On fire. Yeah.
Straight into us.
Okay. So maybe we should have our wives pick them up. So I'm going to say, because that's the coolest thing. It's got to be the coolest thing in this auction. And the photo
so
and the card art went for $22,000. $25,000?
Only $64.90. So,
hey, it's two great blue herons, Steve. You see him up there? Over the canal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$6,400? $6,400, yeah.
Not graded?
No.
Oh, it makes sense,
yeah.
You know. It's just a one-of-a-kind
just
conceptual,
yeah,
mock-up pre-production thing. How much did the FET go for?
I feel like the FET was in the 4,000 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's find another few here. Oh, okay. Let's go for the display.
Okay.
So speaking of your Hoth scene you're talking about, this is that kind of photo display of Per Empire Strikes Back that has the snow battle. Not featuring the toys.
You're doing a terrible job.
I can't see what I'm doing, but
I won't look at the price, but I'll at least just
because the thumbnails are small.
Oh, wait, can you? Can you?
I think
do
they're
that?
Just maybe.
No. So that one. Okay. It's not any better.
No,
it's not. This is janky, Steve.
This is janky, but.
All right. Store displays AFA what?
AFA 75. It's like 20x34, double sided. It's got the kind of like promo image of the Hoth battles. Not the toys, but just the promo stuff.
So that's where we are right now.
That is where we are,
right now. This is the little scene right here. Okay. I don't know. It can't. There's no way it can be more than the one of a kind thing. So I will say it went for $5,000.
You know what you got this one? It was $49.32.
Hey, look at that!
It's right on. There you go.
Wow. Okay. And I don't know if that's a lot or a little.
We'd have to ask Little Grief.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Can
know.
You text him?
I could. I'm not a great multitasker, but.
Yeah. I'm a Mr. Nice Guy. Steve, you're great at multitasking.
Sure.
I'll do a commercial. Hey, do you have these Mentos gums? They're like really good. And you'd think they'd be more expensive because Mentos is like more expensive. But then when you buy gum, are you texting him?
I am. Okay. I'm going to take a screenshot of this.
When you buy gum, you don't look at the price. You look at price per 100 or whatever it is, like per count. So don't look at the price. Look at the price per count. This is the cheapest gum in the Wegmans line. Even though it's like the tastiest gum. So that's my commercial for right,
we'll get a line out to Will on this. I'm still doing terribly. Thanks for buying me a little bit of time.
Thank you. All right.
Just a little.
So what do I think about my Prius Prime? So I bought it used, which is always a good deal. You can't buy an ecological car if you buy a new car, just so you know. Because the cobalt and stuff you need to make the engine. So if you buy, like, if you think, like, I'm an environmental guy, and you buy a new car, you're not. You're just a poser. You're just like the Tesla owner over there. Actually, she's a nice lady.
Okay.
So, yeah. But are we making fun of Aaron's Hoth story and also dissing people buying new Teslas when he's a Tesla dealer?
Based on what I've been hearing while doing this, it sounds like possibly.
Okay. All right. Well, if you do want a Tesla, go see Aaron Long buying a Tesla Buffalo. Assume is what it's called. Give him my name for probably no discount at all.
Right.
What did he say, Steve?
I just sent it. He's active now, so hopefully.
He's active now. Okay, good. All right. So that's sold for $5,000, which seems like I don't really collect. I definitely don't collect displays, so it's gone. So can we go now?
I think this might be our Oh no!
Okay.
Nope, he's still plowing. Okay.
All right, I almost did the Mr. Plow song. It's becoming a real episode. Steve.
I think we were well on our way to having Mr. Plow at some point. So I'm actually surprised it hasn't happened already. Okay, so up next, let's see what can we do.
You didn't have to do all of them, just interesting ones.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I mean, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little bit of a mix here.
But 6K can get you the
crazy concept rocket launcher thing.
Yeah,
that's. Okay, all right, let's go for. Oh, okay. We're going to go for a Takara Darth Vader 7-inch series, so the bigger figures.
Okay.
It's not going to help if I zoom in on this at all. But
does it have the Stoom Trooper text or no?
That's a good question. Let's see if I can find out.
It'll have like a little diagonal thing. Show me.
What do you think?
Yeah, that looks like Stoom Trooper.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a Stoom Trooper text, Darth Vader, Takara, AFA 80, the 7-inch kind of bigger sculpt Vader from Japan. So what do you think?
This is going to freak me out because I bought one for $250.
A Vader?
No, I mean
or
a Chewie.
The Chewie, okay.
I bet it's probably more than that.
$250 you sent for your Chewie? Yeah.
And then I sold it to Dean for $250 because I bought a graded one for $500.
Okay.
I bought an AFA, I think it was 80.
Mm-hmm. This is an AFA 80, if that helps.
Yeah, so that was $500. So let's say
What year was that?
That was 2000. 2007.
Okay.
2008.
Okay.
So let's say it's tripled, $1,500.
Not quite. $7,300. So.
$7,000?
$7,398. So about $7,400.
Yeah. Is there 13 bids. Is there something rare about a Takara Vader?
I mean, there might be, but it's nothing that it's like immediately coming to attention.
Can you text Andy Loney? He'd know, right? Probably not on first name basis, texting basis with Andy Loney.
Probably not, but.
Go to the Toy Cave? That's his thing, right?
That is, yeah.
He's Andy. Toy Cave, and yeah. James Gallo is the Toy Castle? The Toy Haunt? No. Imperial Castle is John Paul Ragusa. Yes. Go there too. Toy Chamber is Todd Chamberlain.
Yeah.
James Gallo.
I know.
I feel like there's a leprechaun involved.
I wasn't going to say that, but.
Comics and toys, like, et cetera?
Is there a heaven involved?
Heaven.
There's heaven involved.
Yes, toy heaven. Yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we got that cleared.
Good.
Okay, let's see. What else is interesting here? We did that.
Oh, and mention our names if you ever buy from the Toy Cave or the Toy Chamber or the Imperial Castle, and you'll get a 10% surcharge. Okay.
Okay.
Just Sky and Steve at checkout to be charged more.
Which would be, fair. Okay, let's do this.
Are we ever going to get up this hill, Steve?
I don't know. This might be it for us, you know?
Might be.
Until your daughter's like, why are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do, it's a first shot of the Yoda hand puppet from Empire Strikes Back. I saw just a production one of these in the museum yesterday. I'm like, oh yeah, there you go. Okay, so this is a...
So what makes it different? Show it again. Okay. What makes it different? Is it like different colors?
Yeah, so this doesn't have, it's not painted, so it's just like a kind of a cream colored material, plastic. So unpainted. Hand puppet first shot Yoda from 1981. It's 8 inches tall, beige.
Okay.
Beige. That's.
So it's not green.
Not green. No.
All right. I don't even know anymore.
No. Yeah.
$2,000.
$38.94. So. Less than the rocket launcher, but...
The Takara Vader also, cost more than the rocket launcher. Wow.
Yeah, okay. It did. Yeah. Okay, Will did get back to us.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Okay, let's see. I'll read this off. Okay, Will says, sure, I guess it's appropriate. I think prices are down a bit from a couple years ago, but it's still $5,000. The Toy Scene Gondola ESP display sold at Higgs for $10,000 a few years back.
Hey! Look
so,
at that.
That's a data point there. That's helpful. The movie scene... The movie scene one is a bit rarer, but the toy scene is more popular, which I guess that makes sense with toy collectors.
So this was the movie scene?
Yeah, this is the movie scene.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there you have it. You got live commentary right there. Thank you, Will. Thank you,
Will. Don't text him thank you. He'll see it on the episode when he doesn't watch it.
I know. That's, you know, doing due diligence here. Okay.
Now,
well,
do say thank him. I'm Mr. Nice Guy again.
He's back. Okay. All right, I'm trying to think of something else that might throw us for a loop. Okay.
Well, we could also talk about the Bill Cable thing.
Yeah, that's happened since I've been out here.
Yeah.
Right, that happened probably the day I got here.
So there's this weird thing, right? Do you have Bill's number on there?
I don't think I have his phone number, but I have...
I do, but I'm recording on my phone.
Yeah, I can send him a Facebook
message. Oh my God, they're throwing out salt. Thank Jeebus.
Okay, I'm gonna text him through Messenger.
Okay.
Okay.
Just give him your phone number and say, hey, call. We're recording a podcast and we want to
have him on the line.
We want to have you talk about why everyone's buying all your stuff so expensive now. And you know I know the reason why, even if everyone else doesn't know the reason why. Okay. Give you a hint. I mean, it's us. Mr. Nice Guy doesn't make jokes about being a jerk anymore. Okay. Look at those pricks jogging in this weather. They just feel so good about themselves, don't they? Yeah, you do. This is a mess. I got a text. Oh, my, wait, Apple CarPlay? I can find my texts on this thing. This is great. It might be for my my pickleball buddies. Because, like, I want to play pickleball, but they stopped inviting me. And so I thought it was because I was too obnoxious. Because every time I said the score, I would say it like the count. 7-5 Which, to me, you know, that was funny. But, okay, so phone? I'm so going to hang up this thing.
Oh, that's a good, there's a good chance.
So yeah, okay, I'm not going to goof with it. Okay. I'll be my voicemail some other time.
Okay. I've reached out. We will see.
All right, so then why don't we do one more Hakes auction
today? Okay, while we wait.
And then come back to Bill.
Okay.
Because we'll just have him, like, through a speaker, and it'll probably sound bad.
It might sound a little... Should we do a poster, or is that not as interesting to you?
What kind of poster?
It's a six-sheet poster from 77.
Okay, so that's like a big old honky.
77 by 7, 77 inches, appropriate.
Keep saying 7.
Yeah, I can't. I have to stop.
I double dare you.
I really need to stop. 6-sheet, not 7-sheet.
Okay, 77 sheet.
So it's for the original movie. He's out for dinner at the moment.
Okay.
We'll touch
base for dinner. Bill, it's 4:30. It's 4:30, Bill. Don't lie to us. It's because you don't want to be on our podcast. No, Mr. Nice Guy. It's very possible he's having a Permanente sub right now. With the rest of his yins. All right, so then, okay. Well, let's get to this poster, and then we'll talk about Bill Cable Fever.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so this poster, it's 77 by 77 from 1977.
Now I want this thing.
Okay, it's a six sheet.
Is it a British quad? What is it? What art is it? The Tom Young art?
It's the Tom Young kind of classic style A art, but just in a square format.
Square?
Yeah.
Let me see. That doesn't look square.
I could say the measurement again. okay, so it had eight bids. I love the posters, but in terms of the values on them, I had no idea. So yeah, it's a large poster. So sometimes that can be kind of tough for people that don't have room to display it or to get it backed and framed and all that. So what do you think this...
Yeah, but at the same time, a lot of collectors have a lot of money.
That's true.
And a lot of them end up buying those like big houses that have too many rooms.
They have giant walls.
And like they just don't know, like the great room. So I don't know. I don't, like, that's a problem for like, you know, like we have small spaces, but a lot of people who would drop Dosh on this, like, you
they
know,
probably
live in like suburban Charlotte in like a 11 bedroom Tudor, you know what I mean?
So what do you
think? What was I talking about?
What do you think this gigantic original Star Wars
is it possible to give yourself carbon monoxide poisoning in an electric car? Okay, so I'm going to say that's the sequel to Blade Runner, by the way. $2,000.
Okay, if we're going with the $1,000 window, you've got it. It's $2,800, so...
That's reasonable. Yeah, I mean, that's a nice piece of art. Is it linen-backed?
I'm not sure. Don't have the full description, but that seems like it's not crazy to me. Okay, so did you want to end that there?
Is there another good one or no?
Let's see if there's another, like, good one. Let's see. Displays. More Boba Fetts. There's the... Ooh. Okay, how about the Takara wind-up art... Or no, not sorry, not Takara. The Canadian wind-up R2-D2.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The Canadian issue of the scarce Takara wind-up R2-D2. And you're not going to know what it looks like, but there it is.
That's such a nice piece.
It's really, really fun.
If I didn't, like, have a stupid focus and I just bought stuff that I liked, that's...
Your eclectic collection would have this in
totally.
It.
Totally.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, yeah. What do you think? It's AFA 60.
At that point, just ungraded.
Right. 8 bids.
So it's like that's like a $3,000 piece that's gonna go for $600.
$4,997.
Like I said, it's a $4,000 piece. Okay. Hey, props to you, Star Wars collectors, for not buying the bad grade as being a big deal.
Yeah. No, it's an awesome, awesome
Hey,
piece.
What if I didn't hit record?
That would be a bummer. I see a time clock here, so that's good.
We finally have nice framing on this. The first one I was like over here.
That was more like this, yeah. Or it was more like the top of my head. Okay, all right, that's a pretty good market watch.
All right, you want some moisturizer?
We're doing like live ads. Okay. Yeah.
Top care. When you're absolutely positive, we don't feel like paying for Aveeno. At what point did our society decide that the best thing to do was to moisturize with oatmeal? Oh my God, I got my sticker on. I can't get the sticker off. Okay.
We're in big trouble. All right. Okay.
Okay. So the deal with Bill Cable. Why don't you go on Do or Not Do and just look up all the things.
I haven't even seen how some of them have been doing. Let's see.
So if you don't know, Bill Cable has been for 15 years, maybe longer, droids custom figure, custom card backs along with, I'm getting a text from one of the people who's here. Let me see what they're saying. Hey, I got your text. I don't know the plow. You have all wheel drive. I don't. So whoever has all wheel drive should go first. Then I'll get stuck.
I know.
Okay. So Bill Cable's been doing these a couple a year.
Yeah.
Every year forever.
Yeah.
And there's a couple things to know. You can do it. Okay. Well, I'll probably see. So there's, first of all, one of the truest maxims in the world. If you want to know what is going to go up, you talk to Yehuda Kleinman and say, what have you been collecting lately?
He's the forecaster.
He's absolutely the forecaster. He was ahead of the Lego thing by a couple years. Dude didn't even care. Dude didn't even know what a Lego Death Star was when he was given one by one of his customers. I was like, you know, Yehuda, you should save this. It might be worth something sometime. Now he has like one of the most elite Lego collections in the world. This side of Gothenburg, you know? And so he has been, you know, very seriously collecting Bill Cable's pieces.
His originals, customs, yeah.
From the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And now, finally, okay, so I got a text, so I'm just gonna assume that.
Maybe one is away.
First transport is away. So that's the first thing. So Yehuda's also been collecting foreign comics and cassettes, so just do that. Just do that, because that's the thing. That's the thing that's gonna happen next.
The hard copy body parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So beyond that fact, Bill Cable's made these things and they are objectively awesome, and he makes them and he makes a limited number of them and he sells them out instantly.
Yep.
And he doesn't sell them for a lot of money and he doesn't remake them. He knows exactly how to make a collectible. And so, what time is it here? 4:30, so come back in an hour.
Yeah,
we'll see if that one makes it. We'll see. And if I get stuck, maybe just make sure the thing doesn't fall.
Yeah.
At this point, we're just talking.
I'll stabilize. Okay.
All of a sudden, it used to be that, you know, I have the Chewbacca, and I think I bought maybe the Emperor's Royal Guard just because they're so cool. They're very cool.
So do we explain what they are exactly? I might not have been paying attention.
Yeah, why don't you describe it?
So
I'm going to try and make
classic
it up to Sill. Come on, Silver Sipper.
We need the music.
Come on.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, yeah.
We made it. Okay.
Oh!
I didn't do my job. Okay.
Yeah, so he's been making, so he does original art, right? Bill Cable is a great artist. He's done a lot of the Archive Party artwork over the years.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of ours. He hates this podcast. He's never listened to it because he thinks it's too long. And he said that from the very beginning. But we love him. He's a very, very cool guy. He doesn't like the fact that I pointed out that he looks and talks a lot like J.K. Simmons. Your wife took a lot better when I said that she reminds me a lot of Emma Stone, which apparently she doesn't get. Anyways, so that's
yeah. They're classic, like the first, like the non-droids figures, but done in droid style. Like the card back art is a completely original image depicting said character.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he takes
I have to do a fist pump to,
we made it. Okay.
Woo! We did it! Yeah! speed bump. Yeah, so they're really cool. And he doesn't always do the most popular characters. He has done the popular characters. He always like doesn't like the droids art where there's just way too many droids just characters in there.
A lot of stuff
there.
Going on. Just like, yeah.
It's not like what you want. You know what I mean? No, I mean this in a really good way. Like the same way that the droids artwork is rarely like exactly what you want.
It's a little odd.
Because you're like, well, okay, so Mon Jolpa's in this artwork. Why do I care about Mon Jolpa? Who, by the way, was
in the museum.
Was in the Museum of Play when the B-Wing pilot wasn't. Maybe we should finish this over there on that recreation of a barge. What do you think of that?
Sure.
I mean, at this point, what are we doing, right?
I don't know.
I think we should finish the podcast.
Probably, yeah. Oh, while walking? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah, this is a good closer, right? The Bill
Story?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. My wife is calling me, so can you text? Yeah. She's saying that we're almost making our way back. Sorry, honey, but we've got to commit to a bit. All right. So we're just here at one of the locks, Steve. So the Erie Canal had all these locks where the water would raise and lower. And this is one of the historic locks.
Okay.
And they have this cool playground area. And it's supposed to look like an old lock thing, a boat.
Okay.
And the thing a lot of people don't know about the Erie Canal is the boats weren't powered by themselves. They were powered by donkeys. And what does my daughter say when she's my baby daughter say when she sees a donkey?
Wait, I don't know if I've heard her say it yet.
Oh, she says ah-ee.
Oh, okay, that's what I've heard the ah-ee. I didn't know what the tie was.
Yeah, so
okay.
She has donkey backwards. Ah-ee. Okay, so getting back to Bill Cable, who definitely hates this. So he has these awesome art pieces, and everyone's known they're cool. And in the last like 3 days, there has been a fever on do or not do. Right? Check this out, right? How cool is that? Do you see how it looks like a boat, Steve?
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
Now look at that snow.
And these my little loafers. Yeah.
Your little loafers. So they've been just going like crazy. They've been just selling for how much, Steve?
Okay, that's right. That was my job. Just to look up.
It's okay.
What they were.
Mr. Nice Guy doesn't complain.
Okay. Well, I was texting.
I know. You were texting.
Spouses know we were safe.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
I kind of got to take a leak.
That's Should another reason to
end cast in the snow? 127, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
This is great. This means that we don't have to record the next one until April. Because I didn't think we were going to get, like, Chris and Gus and Ron all together before the end of the month.
Yeah, that was going to be tough.
And plus, we're getting Luciano on there to help us out with it.
Yeah, it's going to be a better production.
Oh, okay. Plus we can talk about fantasy baseball. Mark Ruffiano drafted 3 catchers in baseball league. He's never going to live that one down. 3 catchers. 3. It's a 1 catcher league, by the way. So, man, that dude is set for catcher.
Let's see. I'm going to find... Okay, this is a lot.
Yes. So what happens is this. On do or not do, something sells, and then all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, my God, I got to put out all my cable stuff. So people have put out, like... Archive Party proofs. Someone is selling the Archive Party original art of Boba Mutt,
yes.
Which is of my dog.
Yeah.
My dog's soul is being sold on do or not do, and I'm not even bidding more than $125.
Okay, so this is a lot of... Let's see how many.
Okay, he doesn't know how to use Facebook.
No,
I swear,
no,
I have
don't.
To teach him how to use his phone. He's like, how do I unlock it?
Looks like it's 3 figures, so it's the...
Yeah.
It's the Riyis, Gamorrean Guard, and Squidhead.
How much do they sell for?
Looks like it went for $700 for the trio.
Yeah. So if you spent $70 on each of them, then that's a lot of money. That's a lot of profit. But I got to tell you something. Now that they've sold for $700, they're going to sell for thousands. No, that's how the world works.
Yeah.
Now that there is a market, right? And this is why goofy-ass crap like our Archive Party things... are not that goofy, because once someone decides, right?
Ooh, this is another fun one.
What?
Okay, this is an Emperor and Emperor's Royal Guard pair.
I don't have the Emperor.
Ooh,
wow. Oh, I know, but I don't really collect the Emperor stuff since I sold that thing to Brock.
Okay.
Brock killed my
the Emperor.
He picked it up over his head. Yeah, Mr. Palpatorian, fully armed operational Emperorium. I might even end up selling my Emperor that was in Kellerman's book. Just kidding. Someone else, it's in someone else's collection. Okay. I remember I kept on saying it.
That's right.
And whoever it is that actually has it is like, why do you keep saying that? Because I forgot.
Okay, so this pair of the Emperor and the Guard went for $700 as well.
So this is the thing. Oh my God, that's so much. They spent $140 for it. Hey, no, it's not. Like, Bill's work is so damn good.
Yeah.
He had the foresight to do something really awesome that was limited and collectible, and it absolutely has its own value, and now there are people trying to put it together. There's this guy named James Coleman Steves. You know who he is?
The name is familiar, but I don't know him personally.
No. So I'm on the Dianoga thing, which is the thing that took over for Mach.
Right.
Man, those guys hate that dude.
They do?
Yeah, I don't really know anything about him. I don't have any beef with him. I don't know if I say nothing bad or good about him. I don't know what it is, except, man, like, when they have it for somebody, they really have it. So that's all I know, is that they are really...
They're trying to put together a... as many as possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, it's a part of our hobby. It's a part of our collection. So all over the place, like all over the Dianoga, all over the fake page, people are making jokes about, like, you know, selling Bill's hair or selling a cable bill. And so the question is, why is this all happening now, Steve? It's because the Kivecast came back. And who did we come back with, Steve?
Mr. Cable himself. Yeah.
And the original art. The original art that Bill drew of the bicycle sail. So
I won that Vader, and
that original Bill Cable drawing for an absolute steal. Because everyone else didn't want to spend the money because it's a worthless figure. So.
Well, good news for you.
Yes.
Boba Mutt is still only at 150 right now.
God, do I have to buy a drawing of my own dog? I had drawn my own dog. So then, okay, now the Bill Cable bubble's broken. Because that should be going up for more. Or maybe people just like...
They want his not tied to us specifically.
Yes. More Bill, less Steven Sky.
Yeah.
You could just sort of do a Kivecast Otomy. That would be great.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, there you have it. So, there was some other thing I was thinking about ending this podcast with. I don't remember what it is. So,
Well, hey, we made it. We're on the road, so that's good.
We did. Should we, like, try to, like, keep talking till we get back and then show the Panasonic thing so I don't have to edit it together? No, because we're going to get in the house and it's just going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Just look at our show notes. It's cool.
It's great.
Or you can find it on Do or Not Do.
That's true.
You can find
your winning bid. I'm gonna look it up right now.
I think it was $200. So I said it on the live stream thing.
Yeah.
My problem with Do or Not Do is, like, I am so afraid of losing something when I would totally spend more. If this had a buy it now of $500,
truly beautiful.
If it had a buy it now of $500, right? This little bear orgy that's going on here. If it's $500, I would have just put it down. But I didn't know what to put down, so I put down $100, and then it was, like, insulting. And I ended up winning it for $200, which is great. But, like, I could have lost it. But
yeah, if this didn't have Chewbacca, if you had no interest in this, I would have definitely bid a couple $100 on it. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's nuts. This thing is amazing. Yeah, so good.
Because I love Ewoks. Yeah, just keep showing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Because it's basically a Bespin Endor mashup. Because it looks like the weather vane from Bespin, and we got the clouds underneath there, right? And then we just have this weird sort of... What's the term when multiple dudes do it at the same time? It's not a train, right? Like, what do you call that? I guess that doesn't actually happen. Or, I mean, it probably happens, but it's probably not a thing, like, when you're, like, in middle school and you talk about it and stuff.
I think my phone just died. Sorry, everybody.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful item.
It's a beautiful item, and
that we'll recreate whenever we do go to a celebration.
Yes, I'm going to cosplay as George Lucas, and whoever bids enough money will get to be Wicked.
Okay.
So then, I guess I would say for the Bill Cable thing, I would just say watch this space. Because I think fan-made collectibles of high quality, such as the card backs that we made and the collectible things, they are going to go up in value. Right now they haven't, but they definitely will, and it's definitely worth having them.
Yeah,
you know, that goes for the coins, the collector patches, all the weird stuff and all just, that.
Yeah, I mean, hobby history basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Well, we're almost home. It's way too hot in this car. I can't believe we actually got
out. Did you actually start a log in here as well?
Yeah, I know. What's it gonna be like when we get home? They're gonna like think that we're just like having fun because we probably had a lot of fun.
We were stuck there for a legitimately long time.
We really were stuck there. We only took an extra 3 minutes.
We have the time stamp to prove it.
Yeah.
No. This is a good suggestion from Tess. It's like, why don't you just record now? Like,
yes.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, I'm glad we're able to do this, Steve.
Yeah.
All right,
this is awesome.
Thing, fist bumps.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yes. Okay. All right. Wampa wampa.
Adios, everyone.